and welcome to Hauntedly. Today, we have a special guest on the podcast, which hopefully I'll be able to convince her to do a regular series. But today's episode, we're going to call Cryptid or Crep, or Cryptids with Roommate. I like Cryptids with Roommate better. Yes?
Well, that's because I'm roommate. I mean, so I'm roommate. Hi, everyone. We lived together for 4 years, and now we are roommates from afar. Because I have the nerve to keep moving. What kind of nonsense is that? But a podcast is a great way to keep us together. And who doesn't love listening to two entertaining people talk to each other?
Exactly. About spooky things.
Clearly.
She's not a fan of spooky things.
I am not. I'm afraid of everything.
We're going to make her into a spooky fan.
I don't know about that. I might still be afraid of everything.
Well, I mean, that's why you have Bill.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. My husband is supposed to protect me from spooky things, yet he is also afraid. Of most spooky things. Yeah.
Oh, that could be way more entertaining. I didn't know Bill was afraid of spooky things,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to get real bad for gifts and things. So.
Good. Oh, so many gift possibilities for Bill now. Okay, so for the first Cryptids with Roommate, we are going to be discussing the Fresno Nightcrawler.
No, this sounds scary already.
It's not that bad. I had promised her that I would start off with something aquatic because she does not like to swim in any way, shape, or form.
I drown. That's what really happened.
She figured she wouldn't be eaten by anything aquatic, but this is not aquatic. But it's okay.
I hope so.
Because it's limited to California thus far, Yosemite, and there's a rumor of one in Poland. I feel like you're safe.
I'm safe. Okay. Yeah, we're safe.
Yeah.
I'm currently in a relatively landlocked state, so we should be okay.
Yes, yeah. You should be fine.
Yeah.
So you can determine whether you think it's actual possibility exists that it is a real cryptid or it's crap.
Okay, got
it. At the end. So, Fresno Nightcrawlers, as I said, the most recent information sightings were in 2010, 2011. 2010 was in California, in Fresno, hence Fresno Nightcrawler.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, they saw it there first.
And then Yosemite. And then there's one that was possibly in Poland, but that one I couldn't find as much information on. So they're both documented on security cameras.
Okay.
Which means it's super grainy video.
Yeah.
But I actually have the videos for you to watch for both of them.
All right.
The first sighting comes from a man in Fresno named Jose. Because, you know.
Of course.
And why? It seems very convenient that apparently, according to several websites, Jose has now died. So you can't question, no, just in general.
Oh, okay. So you can't question it.
You can't question it. He woke in the night because his dogs were barking and he looked at his CCTV camera, his security camera.
Okay.
And he sees the creature moving across the screen. He then wakes his brother up and shows him what's on the screen as well. Supposedly the next morning they go out, there were small footprints outside, but when people who were there to investigate got there, the footprints were gone.
Oh, da-da-da.
Da-da-da. Conveniently, the original footage was also lost, so all of the YouTube videos that are available are actually a recording of a screen, and this was apparently on an old CCTV system that's the kind that was on a, goes to VHS tape and stuff, so like,
okay,
it's a recording
already
of a...
This sounds a little shifty.
A little bit, maybe. So I'm gonna show you that one.
Okay.
And you can describe what you're seeing. And then also, maybe I'm going to show you that one. Where is it? There it is.
And then decide if it's real or not.
And then you can describe what you're seeing to the audience.
Okay, so we are watching a very grainy screen here. I see, so there's definitely something walking. It kind of looks like bell bottoms, but, you know, okay. So there's definitely something walking by. I think it looks like a man on stilts.
It does a bit.
It does a bit. Now, when was this filmed again? Tell me the year.
2010, supposedly.
Bell bottoms were in. I could totally see that. So there's definitely something passing by. I would put it at about 6 to 7 feet. Was that it again over there? That's clearly
a
person.
No, that was somebody trying to recreate.
That's clearly a person.
No, that one was somebody trying to debunk it. And
so it looks to be about a creature 6 to 7 feet in bell bottoms or some kind of stilt by the way that it was walking. But there was clearly something out there. Whether it was a human or a very well-trained animal, I'm not sure.
So you're saying this doesn't creep you out?
This does not creep me out because that did not look like some sort of bizarro creature. It looked like some poor drunken fool in bell bottoms lost in a backyard.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the next one is supposed to be taken in 2011.
Okay.
In Yosemite National Park.
Okay.
Supposedly the cameras were put up to catch, there was some kind of vandalism going on. So they were trying to catch whoever was doing it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
This one is my favorite.
Oh no. When she says things like that, guys, it usually means I'm going to have nightmares.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. That's usually what that means.
Come on.
This one's a little dark for me to see. Okay. So there is a glowing white figure walking. Also looks like someone on stilts. Oh, there's two. Okay, so we have
a little baby.
A tall figure. Again, looks like stilts all in white with a white head. And then you got a little baby one who's kind of crawling along there. Okay, so there's two figures moving along. Now they're moving relatively slowly. You know, I don't know that I could explain that, but it doesn't actually creep me out so much.
Okay, see? I thought you would think so.
Yeah, my problem is, maybe I've just watched too many things with the circus. It kind of looks like somebody is on stilts in giant baggy pants and they're out for a practice stroll. Now, why they would be doing that in Yosemite, I have no idea. I cannot justify that part, but I don't find that creepy.
Okay, so this one's pretty short.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, because that's really all there is. However, if you go online and hunt for the Fresno Nightcrawler, there are so many very cute cartoons.
So what we're saying is we want to hear what the viewers think and whether they think it's
realistic. If you've seen a Fresno Nightcrawler or you think you've seen something that would resemble a Fresno Nightcrawler, I would like to hear about it. We would like to hear about it.
Yeah, we want to know if you think it looks like a drunken fool in stilts and bell bottoms as well, or if it in fact looks like something creepy.
Because I'm not going to lie, it does. There are several people saying that they've tried to go back and debunk this, and it's actually pretty easy
to do.
Yeah. You just wear, like, basically you're wearing MC Hammer pants pulled up to your shoulders on stilts.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's
or
what it looks like.
It's also really easy to do with 3D computer graphics.
That I could see too, yeah, because of the way it's the far away and stuff like that, yeah. So. Yeah.
And these are really crappy video quality, so.
Well, it was a noble try to scare me. I'll give you that.
I'm starting you off gently.
Oh, no. This is going to get dangerous, people. You better stay tuned.
I mean, do we have to stick to cryptids or can I go to ghosties?
I guess you can go to ghosties.
Yes!
Oh, no.
Oh, it's going to get so much better. I'll make sure I do this. We'll have to do this over Skype in the dark.
Oh, no. This is so dangerous.
Or better yet, when you don't feel like doing it, I'll pick a really spooky one and we'll do it with Bill.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun, because then he'll have nightmares all night long. Can you hear this, guys? She's basically not only trying to scare me, she wants to scare my husband.
I mean, come on.
So this way, not only will I have nightmares, he will too, which means you're getting 4 a.m. wake-up calls when they tell me that things are happening.
Okay, maybe I don't want to do that part. I'm an hour ahead of you guys, so if you call it, no, maybe not.
Just saying.
Okay, so this is your very short.
Okay.
First roommate. Cryptid or roommate. Cryptid with roommate. What did we decide? Cryptids with roommate.
Cryptids with roommate, yeah.
Cryptids with roommate. And that's all I got for this one.
That's perfect. I mean, you know, we tested it out. I don't think those are real. So there we go. Our first one, not real.
Okay.
Not afraid.
I mean, we can do this as a twofer. I do have all the stuff for Chessie.
Well, we can do that for the next episode and have everybody tune in for another one.
Okay, fine. There's your teaser episode of Roommates. Cryptids with roommates with cryptids. Cryptids with roommates, whatever. The thing
with the stuff.
So if you have enjoyed Hauntedly, please rate, review, subscribe. You can connect with me/us on Instagram, Facebook, Patreon, the whole nine yards.
Heard some tales.
Gnomes are on my list
stories.
Of things to do for this. So if you have any tales about gnomes, I would be very interested to see those. Make sure you send those to hauntedlypodcast@gmail.com. And we'll freak her out about gnomes.
Oh, that'll be fun.
If you enjoyed this, please subscribe, visit us again. And remember, if one door opens when another door closes, your house is probably haunted. See ya.
Bye-bye.